Island. Survival Technique Part 2.
The number one priority.
We can't survive for more than 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. So the priority is...
to recharge my Plenitendo!
No, Charlie. We have to make a fire to keep warm tonight, and to make as much smoke as possible to show the rescue services where we are.
You're probably right. But we only have one match left.
So, we won't use it unless it's absolutely necessary. For now, we can use a more traditional technique. Ta-da!
Such as?
The friction method. It's an ancient technique. You roll a stick with a sharp point on a piece of wood with a groove on it. You keep rubbing until you see a little ember. The ember lights the leaves and sticks, and your fire starts to burn.
Wow! Just looking at you is making me thirsty, Alex.
I'm warning you, Charlie. Whew. We have to take turns. You won't start a fire by standing there twiddling your thumbs.
What? Hey, look! You were right, Alex. I didn't even need to twiddle my thumbs, and the fire started. Cool!
What?
Food or fun?
At last I found my survival handbook. The problem is that I can't see it.
Maybe I can help. Ta-da! Oh no! The battery is dead.
Don't worry. We have plenty of lemons.
Huh?
I don't see the connection, Alex.
Lemon juice creates a chemical reaction when it is in contact with metal. Such as this coin. Pass me your torch, Fizer. And... if I connect the small wires like this...
Wow!
You see, there's always a solution.
It's not cool to waste food just to read a book.
What's up with him?
You're a real pain, Charlie.
Maybe he's right. It's more important for us to eat than to make electricity.
We were a bit unfair. Let's go and say sorry.
Wasting food, eh?